Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now imagine a history of popular music with no performances by Bob Dylan, Pink Floyd or Bruce Springsteen, but numerous songs by Ariana Grande, The Weeknd and Coldplay. Well, this is the reality of the Spotify Billions Club, a list of songs which have been streamed at least a billion times on one of the world's most popular streaming sites. So what's the secret to hitting over a billion listens? Well, here to unwrap some of the curiosities and the omissions on the list and to tell us how Irish artists are getting on, I'm joined in the studio by Crossy from FM 104. Hello.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you.
You too. This is wild, isn't it?
It is wild, and it's hard to even get your head around, you know, a billion streams and what that looks like.
Mm-hmm. So the thing about it is that we've always had music, we've always had charts, we'd always have that. But if you bought an album or if you bought a single, you went into HMV or whatever it was, how many times did you play that song? We never got to know that. Then Spotify comes around in the mid-20s, and now we're starting to figure out if you liked The Weeknd, how many times did you play that song over and over again? Was there a heartbreak in your life that you were listening to Adele, Someone Like You, for a million times? And I think that's why this is really interesting, because you're now starting to see a few more trends that you may not have when you bought the physical mm-hmm. album of it.
So do you think it's a fair measurement then of what's popular?
See, this is the problem. Part of me would say, yes, it is. And then there's other parts going where artists can, you know, like Instagram or Facebook, can kind of push the song a bit more. So if you like Adele, it will, the Spotify will say, because you like this, you could also like Jess Glyn. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're listening to Jess Glyn. So it can be skewed every once in a while. You're still listening to it. The figures are still the exact same, but it's given you more options and more people to listen to and more types of music that you like. Again, Heartbreak Hotel. If you're in that zone, you just want to listen to songs in the dark. But then if you're happy and you're on holidays, you're in Lanzarote, you want to listen to, you know, bopping songs, Avicii or whatever it is. It's just fascinating. And when you go into it and start looking at all the intricacies of it, you're going, this is someone's job to do this.
You know, when you're listening to Spotify and you might just ask it to play today's hot top hits, like, they're going to push stuff at you that,
and that's the thing,
you might never have heard before, you mightn't be interested in, but you'll end up listening to it 5 days in a row because that's what they give you.
And that's what Spotify is. Like, it's a business at the end of the day, and they're doing the business of pushing songs on you that they believe. Like, they're if you go onto Spotify, it will tell you what my favourite songs were in 2010. And I'm going, how do they know that? But they know by what I listen to on a daily basis or on a Friday night to go, well, maybe he likes this, this and this. It's remarkable.
So tell us about the success of some of them. Well, let's talk about Blinding Lights, first of all. Will we hear that first? Let's hear Blinding Lights. This is from The Weeknd.
So this song is Blinding Lights by The Weeknd, the number one song on Spotify of all time. It has got billions and billions of listens. And the reason for this is, I feel, is that remember when we were in lockdown and people took to TikTok and they took to Instagram and they started doing the Blinding Lights dance. And that all of a sudden pushed people. They wanted to do something, were stuck at home and they were doing the dance. They were getting the streaming. They were getting attached to The Weeknd. Like, he played Marley Park last year. It was one of the greatest concerts I've ever been to. And it was full of adults of all ages. He's the only artist in Spotify that has tons of songs in the Billions Club.
Yeah, see, this is the one of the songs that I hear all the time on playlists, but I've never asked for it, you know, but that's probably my fault. It just appears there.
He actually did a concert, the first ever Billions concert, Spotify Billions concert last week, where he just performed all his tracks that are in the Billions Club. It's about 25 songs. And it's because I think it has the knock-on effect that people are going, well, if you like this, you're going to like
that,
this, and you're
going to
like this.
Or you'll be pushed to the next weekend song. So how much is he making per song that hits a billion streams? Do we know?
So people have ideas of it. So they're saying per billion, they probably get about 4 million, 4.7 million for it. Spotify kind of keep that. It's only when artists come out and actually say, if you play one of my songs, I get 0.00000.
How many songs did you say he had in the billions?
25. This man's going to have a good Christmas this December, lads. He has about 25 songs in the billions list. There's about 870 of them. And it's so cool going through them all going, I know that one, I know that one. How the hell did that?
Oh, so there's 870 on the billions
on the
list.
Billions, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's from 1 billion upwards. And it changes every single day because every time there's a song on. Like if you look at Daddy Yankee, Gasolina, it was a song in 2007, 2008. I'm going to say a one-hit wonder. That's on it.
How did that happen?
Again, people just go into nightclubs and they're reliving their youth and all that. And the song most of like more than likely gone onto a movie and people clung onto it. Like they all thought Madonna, Like a Prayer, was going to get into the Billions Club because of the movie with Wolverine and Deadpool. That song's in it. But it hasn't. They're saying by probably the end of the year,
she's
going to be in it.
Yeah.
So it's the likes of movies and all that. They're going, we're going to take songs out of obscurity and then we're going to throw them at it. And then all of a sudden they're laughing to the bank.
Or something just gets traction on TikTok. Someone makes up a dance, everybody else copies it, and suddenly it's there and it's in the ether.
There's a girl who was on Jimmy Fallon last night. Her name is Lola Young. Her song's called Messy. And that came from TikTok. And people are only getting that little 20-second hook. And now every radio station around Ireland's playing it. She's doing a tour in the UK. I can only imagine she's going to come to Ireland. She's on Jimmy Fallon last night. And you could probably see her in the Billions Club very soon.
Hard to do that by design, though. There's a bit of fairy dust involved there, isn't
there? There is. You need a catchy song. Charlie XCX has that song, Apple. And there's a dance to that, Brat Summer. Everyone did the dance thinking that was Charlie's dance. It wasn't. Someone on TikTok did a dance.
Yeah.
And now Charlie XCX is doing the dance. And it's crazy.
The original dancer will never get a penny for that.
No, absolutely not.
So Irish accent, how do they fare, Crossy?
Okay, we got a few. Hozier is in it twice, as well as Niall Horan. Hozier is top of the leaderboard with 2.8 billion with Take Me to Church.
Okay, well, let's listen to Too Sweet. $2.5 billion streams and counting for Too Sweet.
It's nuts, isn't it? A Codeline in it for All I Want. And the thing about that song is it was massive, as like it's a massive song around the world. But on Grey's Anatomy, there's a crazy moment where Meredith Grey is heading away somewhere and so is Yang. And that song around, like Grey's Anatomy was a huge TV show. So TV shows have a good part to play in a brilliant song being even better. It's just, it's when you see that, you're kind of seeing Ireland's flying the flag ever. We've got good bits. U2 as well. People are listening right now going, where's U2? Why aren't in it? U2 are in it for one song. Like, what the hell?
So that song has a telly connection as well. It was used in Friends, wasn't it?
This is mad. So Friends dropped on Netflix a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. So people who weren't born when Friends came out in the 90s started watching Friends, and that pivotal moment with Ross and Rachel, of course, it was Ross and Rachel, had With or Without You on it. Remember when did he cheat on her? We were on a break, and the radio that was on in the background with the request
was
With or Without You, and they're saying that's the reason why it tipped. It's also a great song, and U2 are brilliant. But these are just in case people start going mad. These are saying this is the reason why they're in it.
Okay, we're going to take a listen to Kate Bush now, and you're going to remind us how this was rediscovered. Wasn't it last year that all the 16-year-olds were telling us about this new artist they discovered, and it was Kate Bush.
Called Kate Bush. Hello. And if you're trying to think, why were they doing that? Stranger Things, one of the biggest TV shows on Netflix, had that song at a pivotal moment. And we're talking about radio stations right across the world who would play songs for 20-year-olds, started playlisting Running Up That Hill because of this reason. And she bumped into the Billionaires Club. And she was the first person, first female in the 80s, I think, to get it.
Special mention for Niall Horan as well.
Two this week. Yeah, sorry, last week he, This Town and Slow Hands are now in the Billions Club.
Incredible.
Yes,
well done, Niall. Up Mullingar. Let's take a break.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.